State Senator Jason Berrickman's eyebrows went up this week at the startling news that even as late as last summer, in the middle of the political campaign, Governor Bruce Rauner was seeking someone to replace him on the Republican Party ticket. Berrickman came to the GLT studios this morning, joined by his kids Augie and Wally. During the conversation, Berrickman condemned Rauner's behavior.
Yeah, this is one of those stories that makes you scratch your head and shake it negatively. You know, there's so much to unpack from here. You know, first of all, it's not the way the process works. Incumbent governors don't get to select their replacement, whether that replacement is to serve as governor or to be candidate, you know, a nominee from the Republican Party. There's a process at play. And that process is important because it gives a voice to Republican voters. That's what the primary election is for. And so the notion that Bruce Rauner decided he may step back and handpick his preferred choice it's disingenuous at best. Most importantly, it cheats Republican voters from their opportunity to have a say in this, and that's their voice that gets shut out.
And if he was going to do that, why not just go with Jeanne Ives?
And it begs beyond Jeanne Ives, it begs the question, you know, Republicans, any voters, we don't do these things because it's, you know, participate in political activities because it's a social outlet. We do it because we care about the public policies. And so for thousands of Republican voters, whether they were for Rauner or for Ives or they're for limited government, and they want to participate in this, they get a say in this. There's a lot at stake. The policies that we stand for, the opportunity to sit at the table for the 10-year redistricting process, and Bruce Rauner's comments totally diminish the importance of those things. And, you know, it's a slap in the face to Republican voters, whatever side they were on, the Ives or Rauner, it's a slap in the face to them that his heart wasn't in this thing.
Even if he's not devoted to representational government as chosen by voters of the respective parties in going to the primary and picking their nominees, what does it say about his knowledge of the process that he would be even trying that in the middle of a campaign?
The process. And, you know, and people sometimes hear process and they think, oh, well, you know, that's just, you know, that's like classroom talk. The process is critical. The process determines how parties put forward candidates. The process determines how a bill becomes a law. And this is another example of Rauner's failure to acknowledge or understand the process for how we select candidates for governor, I think is indicative of his lack of understanding of the legislative process to change the law.
But how do you stay involved in state government for one full term and the campaign time before that and not learn this process? How can you go through it and not get it?
You know, it's hard to say. And, you know, this is one of the challenges. I get it. The electorate, and this is around the country, the electorate has desired folks who are not part of the political system because they're frustrated with that system and they think someone from the outside, you know, can shake it up, the mantra of the initial Rauner campaign. The reality is some people understand the process better than others. And I don't know. I think, you know, Rauner's background as, you know, an investment banker and CEO suggests that he's familiar with a process where he calls all the shots. And, you know, people talk about this notion that running for governor is like becoming CEO of the state. And that's just a woefully inaccurate description of the job. No one's the CEO of the government. He's governor, and with the governor comes a job and responsibility that I think he just never fully grasped. Part of that job is to involve yourself in the legislating process. Even though he doesn't get a vote in it, he can influence it. As an example, I think Governor Rauner let that legislative process play itself out on its own rather than involving himself in it. And then he, you know, he kind of sat back from the outside and cast judgment after the fact. Well, it's more involved than that. Just like there's more involvement in who the candidate is for either party to be the nominee for governor. You don't just pick, someone just doesn't pick them. There's no kingmakers. There's a process to it.